Good morning. Welcome to Elections 2021. One of our candidates is Duke Pelche of Manitoulin Island. He is well known in the local area, but I'll let him explain why. He's the federal Liberal candidate for the upcoming election on September 20th. Hello, Duke.
Good morning, Rosalind.
People should know who you are. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself to introduce yourself to your voters?
I've been born and raised here on Manitoulin in Wiquemucongan-Sieta Territory, and I've been part of our local government here since 2006. I've been there elected here since 2012, and I'm very excited for taking on this opportunity, and I feel that by me agreeing to take on this the candidacy for the Liberal Party provides a great opportunity for myself to bring forward issues that are important not only to the Anishinaabe people of this region, but also the rest of the residents within Algoma, Manitoulin, and Kapuskasing.
So how do you feel about the election call? You ready?
Well, it's been a whirlwind over the last week. I'm excited about this opportunity, and we will be ready. Yes.
Now, you talk about being excited about it and really interested in it. You come from a very strong governance background. But why are you running? What do you think that you can offer to our voters?
Well, I think that with the discussions going around in the country, in particular with Indigenous peoples' files, that the government, and I guess especially the Liberal Party, requires a voice that understands the issues in depth. And I think that with all the talks about reconciliation, that my voice and my experience is something that would be valued within a sitting government. Well, it is. The Indigenous population is one of the fastest growing right across the country, and obviously one of the things that I feel very passionate about is creating opportunity, because I think that is the goal of the Liberal Party, of trying to move forward for everyone, and everyone includes Indigenous peoples as well as all this riding, by having supports available to them. I think the opportunity is there to support the business community and support entrepreneurship and to keep the jobs here locally.
And that's very important too, because one of the biggest stories and one of the biggest things you did as chief, I think that deserves an accolade, is the opening of the PPE factory in Wiquemucong on ceded territory.
Yes, we've been very active in pursuing economic activity here in Wiquemucong, and it's something that I'm very much aware that each First Nation also has goals of establishing economic activity in their communities. But also you can look to much of the small towns and that are in the riding that are feeling the pinch of the global economic activity, and we're seeing a lot of jobs being lost because of it.
So you've talked about different kinds of issues or what you see as something. What is the main platform for you? What is the three main issues that you see for our riding? I realize this is a federal election, but we want you to represent home. So what three issues do you see dealing in the Algoma, Manitoulin, Kapuskasing riding?
Well, I think investments into the business community are important, especially in light of the impacts of the pandemic. Another one is that the federal government should be investing into the tourism sector, because that's important to this riding, as well as the investments and supports for the forest industry. I think each of the towns in this riding do have an active forestry economy. And I think that supports are required to ensure that it's sustainable and that it continues.
I guess my last question would be, this is a big riding. I don't know if you've ever traveled the entire thing, but I know you've done a lot of traveling. Algoma, Manitoulin, Kapuskasing. If someone wishes to speak to you, like, how are you going to handle your campaign? Are you doing door-to-door campaigning? Will they be able to access you digitally? How do you want people to be able to talk to you?
Well, we will be establishing our communication materials there very shortly, and it's going to be a combination of our website and invitations to online meet and greets. And if it's deemed safe to do so, then there will be a combination of canvassing and door knocking and potentially attending some gatherings where physical distancing is possible. As soon as it's available, we'll be sending out a news release so that people can have that information available where and how the team can be contacted.